Friends, good morning. I think you need to really up the volume. My throat has never been messed up like it is. Probably because I come from such a polluted city that coming to a pure, environment like yours really fixed my throat. I just want to bring greetings from my family, also bring greetings from the church called Bethany. It's called Bethany Assembly. Though the word assembly is there, it's not brethren in a full sense. We are interdenominational, we are no denominational, but we are a Bible believing church. You have a beautiful place, you have a beautiful sanctuary. We worship in a school, so there are wonderful benefits in that. Okay. You can just maximize the volume, brother. I'm sorry. I couldn't bring you fresh flowers, so I brought you some digital flowers, so that just to thank you for the joy, the invitation to be able to share. I find myself very much at home, though this is my first visit here, because I see two names, that is Brother Rajkumar and P.C. Verghese. Okay, Raj and I are very dear friends. I serve on the Logos board, so I'm going to tell him that, Raj, there are people who even have your name on the slide every Sunday. So I haven't met P.C. Verghese. I'm not sure whether we are referring to the same P.C., but he used to be with the Evangelical Union. Is it the same person? They're wonderful. Serving with Brother Jonathan Maraj. Have you heard Brother Jonathan here? Again, Jonathan is another dear friend, a dear friend of ours. From Delhi, lives in Darjeeling, but always used to come and be with us in Delhi. So, it's just marvelous to suddenly find yourself where you think you're the first time, and then, you're surrounded by memories of people who are, already been here, done that, you see. Another very familiarity is our brother talking about typesetting and talking about page layouts and stuff like that, right? I moved from finance into advertising, and these are very familiar terms to me. So he reminded me of an annual report that I was doing many years ago, extremely huge. It was for a company called General Electric. And in spite of all the proofing, brother, you got computers to tell you, our computers was up here, okay, and our eyes. So after all this intensive proofreading, everything, printing and everything is done, so the client comes to me with some glee and says, Sam, there is one mistake in the annual report. So I said, sir, it is deliberate. So for a moment he was shocked. He said, what do you mean deliberate? I said, for people who are looking for mistakes, I have to keep one mistake there, you see. Okay. Ever since that, it has never come up at all. Just keep praying for my throat to get better as we share. Well, let me wish you a happy new year, okay? No mistake over here. Is we need our ears to be continuously renewed, and we hear, but we don't listen. And that's me, that's exactly me. I really recommend this very sincerely, because the Lord wants to tell us new things, and we need to develop our hearing and listening. So I firmly believe that and wish you in that particular regard. I'm extremely grateful to God for this morning, for keeping me alive, there's no guarantee that we'll get up. But we take life for granted, isn't it? And grateful to God for His promise that my faithfulness is new every morning. I mean, the Lord's faithfulness itself is in here. His own faithfulness is enough. But God keeps working on His faithfulness to guys like me. And to people like you. Doesn't have to do it. But that's the Lord God that we worship. And I had the joy of sharing in the Haggai seminar. By the way, I'm very deeply grateful to Haggai. Because for as many as 20 years, they kept inviting me. And I would say yes. And then I said, sorry, you know, I got to do this campaign or whatever. I moved into a wonderful area of the creative area of advertising. And I believe that the Lord brought me not just as a profession, but to actually treat me as an apprentice in this phenomenal field. And bring the creativity of God to His people, and especially to the church. Very often we think that creative thinking is only for the arts, for you know, people in theater or drama or whatever. No, each one of us are creative, because the Lord breathed into each one of us the breath of His creative life. In the beginning, God created. And He wants us to be creative. And it's a marvelous field to be there. I'm going to share with you what to do when you can do nothing. Okay? What to do when you can do nothing. I'm sure you would have found yourself in this situation. I find myself in this situation very, very often. Just a little feedback. Am I audible? Yeah? I promise you I have a better voice than this. Okay? But we have to manage. You know, so many times we find ourselves, you know, literally imprisoned into circumstances. We find ourselves in situations where there's no way out. And I believe those are the best, true, realistic moments where, and I can speak for myself and not necessarily you, is to so depend on God that there's nothing else. You know? Years ago, my wife's name is Jean. So Jean and I making up the bed, suddenly she said, all her family live in Australia. And she said, you know, it's going to be mom's 90th birthday. Her mother, my parents have moved on. So I said, Jean, we must go there. And she said, oh, you know, we can't even take a holiday to Goa. What do you mean, go to Australia, right? So I said, yeah, sure, we don't have the money to go there. But we know who has the money to go there. So in a manner of speaking, she said, who? I said, the Lord Himself, right? Or you trust me, I go rob a bank. Okay. And to cut a long story short, the Lord made it in such a marvelous way that He not only took us to Australia with Jonathan, Raj, He took us also to the United States, okay, where we had such a wonderful time, right? So what to do when you can do nothing? Very quickly and short for the little time that I have. Have you ever heard of, or what comes to mind when you hear high BP, right? What comes to mind? Okay. Thank you, brother. What's your name?
Hanok.
Yeah. Thanks. You knew me before I knew myself. Thank you. Thanks. Okay, what does high BP mean, right? And I'm sure all of you would say blood pressure, right? Let's give it another twist and see, for instance, is some of us are here who are dealing with a situation like this. But have you heard of a church with an IBP? I'm not talking about the congregation, right? I want to talk about a church with extremely high BP. And let's explore that for a while as we go along, okay? If you have your Bibles, go to Acts chapter 12, verses 1 to 5. Acts chapter 12, verses 1 to 5. And if one of you have the mic, please read it. And we will peel this portion of scripture and get some valuable lessons. Acts chapter 12, verses 1 to 5.
About that time, King Herod cruelly attacked some who belonged to the church, and he killed James, John's brother, with the sword. When he saw that it pleased the Jews, he proceeded to arrest Peter too, during the days of unleavened bread. After the arrest, he put him in prison and assigned four squads of four soldiers each to guard him, intending to bring him out to the people after the Passover. So Peter was kept in prison, but prayer was being made earnestly to God for him by the church.
Thank you, brother. Impossible situation. Nothing new. We see it being enacted today in various places. Okay? People rejoicing, people taking, you know, great glee in imprisoning the people of God, burning of churches, persecuting so many Christians, etc. So absolutely an enactment of something that already happened and for us to discuss this morning. What to do when you can do nothing? All the powers of government, CBI, DBI, for me CBI means Creative Bureau of Investigation. All the powers that be converge, get together, for what? Persecuting the body of Christ. We see it today, right? Probably in a manner of speaking, we look at the news and just pass it by. But there are two words there, in spite of what was happening, but prayer. That's what I call BB, right? Here was a church, in a sense, unable to do anything, but in every sense of the word, to do that which is primarily needed. But prayer was being made by the church. Friends, I'm absolutely delighted every time when I share this and when I look at this. I said, Lord, you did it then. We want to see you do it here, do it now, right? Not just a little passage in historical perspective. It was beautiful. As I walked into your church here, I saw Shabbat Tabernacle and I said, God is present, right? Indeed he is. I'm very conscious that he is sitting somewhere. I don't know really where he's sitting, but here he's in the midst of us. Because he's a God of his word. You and I can break our word, but he cannot break his word, even if he wanted to. Why? Because he's the word himself. You know what I mean? My word is separate from me, but the word that he has spoken in the beginning was the word was with God, and the word was God. He can't break it. When he says, I will never leave you nor forsake you, take him at his word. Right? So, in the time that we have, let's examine some of these things. I want to share with you the unimaginable power of prayer. And something which is so easy to do, we find it so difficult. It's not to demean or invalidate the many events that we have, the many programs that we have. And I think this is the world over. When Jean and I, when we get to a corporate prayer meeting, the biggest traffic jams, we live in a city called Gurgaon. For us to come from Gurgaon to Delhi, which is just about 15 to 16 kilometers, takes us as much as 3 hours. On the day that we are going for prayer. Yeah? But we keep on keeping on because we are already, what, prepared for this. For we line up at our friend's place at 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock at night. We keep pressing on. And how many of us are there? About 3 to 4 of us. And what an encouragement. The Lord says that we're 2 or 3 are gathered together in my name, I shall be in the midst of you. He already knew there will not be 2 or 3. Wow. God has a sense of humor. Isn't it? Even if you're 2 or 3, I'll be there. I remember Raj and I landing up at Simla for doing a Haggai seminar, and the young people there, they tried a lot to get participants and all that, for 12 to 15 promise, and finally there were just 3 of them who were present. So they were so apologetic. But Raj and I are of the same mind. We said, even if one of you were here, we'll give it all to you, right? We wouldn't go back and say, oh no, you know, we can't do this because there are not 15 or 20 of you here. No way. The Lord went after what? One sheep. The heavens rejoice over how many sinners? One. The arithmetic of heaven. The math of heaven. God. So let's look at very quickly is what does the church with a high BP, which means but prayer, what does it achieve? What did it achieve then? There are 6 earth-shaking results of praying without ceasing. You know, immediately what happened is when this church began to pray intensely, there was no way that they could go to a court, they could get bail. They just couldn't do anything, but they did the best thing is they went to God. Very often I have to tell myself in situations, please, for heaven's sake, and it's not punning on the word, for heaven's sake, go to God first. Human tendency to talk to our best friends, to talk to Raj, your dear brother, okay? Have I gone to God first? Not that he doesn't know about it. He's all knowing. But he must know that I've come to him. Heavens couldn't just keep being a mute spectator. Friends, I think that we are entering into times such as these. Not because, you know, we have strange governments, but unless these things happen, we will be sitting on our hands. We will not be able to get dynamic into understanding what is truly the Word of God and is the Word of God, not just relevant, but absolutely necessary. With every punctuation mark, brother. for our times. When the church began to pray, angels descended. Now, I'm not making up this story. I'm not extrapolating. I'm not getting this from some strange sphere. The scriptures record in black and white, angels descended. Friends, you will not be asking for too much that when we get into those times of prayer, for us to say, Lord, we want your angels to descend. In so many words. Ask and it shall be given. So angels descend where? Into the place where nothing can be done in human terms. I don't know why Herod was so afraid. Yeah, his prison was already so very secure. The four quaternions or whatever, it suggests to me that there were four rings of security. And not even that, in spite of that security, Peter, what, has his feet in shackles. Angels descend. The army of the Lord shows up. 2019, election year. I live in Delhi, so I get the vibes, every time I pass Parliament House. I said, Lord, we want your kingdom to come into this place. Not in a manner of speaking. Every time I pass by Parliament House, every place of policy making, I say, Lord, thy kingdom come, thy will be done here in this place as it is in heaven. The Lord says, he that made the ear, will he not hear? The question is, am I asking things just for myself, my family, my church, my congregation, or am I doing just what is needed is pray for what's happening in Brexit? Pray for Donald Trump. Don't modify anything. Pray for Modi, right? I hope he's listening. Friends, angels will descend when you tug on the garment of the Lord. Who touched me? Who touched me? We also find that these very strong chains, which is impossible to remove, unlock, whatever, they just cannot be held up anymore by all the strength, government, kingdom of Herod and company. The chains fell off. Friends, let's take courage in this particular fact. Our dear brother sharing his testimony. I was entirely with you, brother. You're a saint compared to me. I've done worse things. Okay. And it's not that I'm happy having done that, but I know what death means and I know what eternal life means in this life. been there, done that, released. Mother's prayer, right? John Newton giving us amazing grace, his mother prayed, right? Captain of a ship for slaves. No way that he could have ever been redeemed in a sense, but the power of prayer. High BP. Chains fell off. There may be, you know, this state may be what, in chains. This country is in chains. Regions, etc. You see, many of the cities that we have are all what? Already chained up by demons. I lived in Calcutta for many years, and Calcutta is absolutely chained up by a goddess called Kali. You go to Nagpur, the center of the RSS, that particular place is already chained up by the snake called Nag. Right? That's why the name Nagpur. We don't want to spend much time on this, but these principalities and powers are so highly operative and they are working extra time, but we got to tell them that you have to get out of the place. Why? Because the angel of the Lord is here and the chains will fall off. Number three, you find that the angel taps up Peter and says, Peter, my friend, put on your shoes. Peter is too dazed. He is thinking that he's seeing a vision. This is not the place for you. This is the place that man may have put you in, but I've come to release you. Friends, I take great confidence and comfort in the fact that in the situations that we are in the chains that our children may be, our husband may be, our wife may be, or our younger brother or brother-in-law, whoever it is, in absolutely chains and in a sense we've given up, please don't. But prayer. And there you find that the angel takes Peter out of this high security environment and prison. And even the gates, which I'm sure were huge, couldn't contain themselves, couldn't what keep together. Just the presence of the angels and people guided by the angels, gates cannot remain closed. Why did the Lord say, for instance, well, I will build my church on this rock and the gates of hell cannot prevail? You see, the gates will only close. The gates have no strength by themselves apart from keeping you what? Apart from where you need to go. But the church who has been absolutely praying and meaning business in prayer. Jacob, Lord, I am not going to let you go till you bless me. The gates open. And you find that the angel not only takes him out, it's very pertinent that he not only takes him out and say, okay, Peter, it's been good knowing you. Okay. He just doesn't tap him on the shoulder and said, just go through. But the angel, after releasing him, realizes, knows that there are far more dangerous things, far more evil, even outside the present gates, which is supposed to be free country or supposed to be free area. the angel guides Peter through what is said a dark city. Our cities are dark. Praise God for what was happening here, the number of churches here. North India is a very, very terrible, dry country, not allowing, permitting the gospel to penetrate. But well, God has his ways, and we find many of your missionaries from this state are there in our state, doing a great job. The battle is not yours, says the Lord. It's mine. We walk through dark cities. We live in dark cities. So please pray for dark cities. Yesterday I was sharing that in Colombia, where it was impossible to do anything, a young couple began to pray, come there and pray. They took the map of Colombia, tore it into pieces, gave each cell group a piece of the torn map of Colombia. They would keep it in the center, and each one of them, over that torn piece of a map of Colombia, they would pray intently, and God heard the prayers. Gates were open. Drug cartels got destroyed. Well, they keep coming back, but you know, there was a point in time, but prayer, and removed everything. Finally, the man who started this particular process, they shot him. And finally, what we see is, of course, there was a huge problem towards the latter end of the verses of chapter 12. You find that suddenly there's this great congregation, and Herod is out there, and they start treating Herod like God. And as if to complete the story, is the Lord struck Herod on the spot. Imagine our world today if that happened, right? And it says that after this happened, the word of God, what? Grew. And the whole course and events of that historical time changed. I've come to learn that there's nothing united about the nations. The United Nations could do nothing. But thank God for platforms like Twitter. I use it rather extensively. So the G7 was meeting in some place for peace talks. And I tweeted, and it got picked up, and I tweeted, I said, here is a message to all the leaders, world leaders of G7. And you know, this gets picked up because of the kind of policing that happens. So I said, unless there is glory to God in the highest, there shall be no peace on earth or goodwill toward men. Got picked up. Unless there's glory to God in the highest, there shall be no peace on earth or goodwill towards men. A preacher not having a message, one day gets up to the church, sees the stained window, and he sees this message, glory to God in the highest, but the letter E was missing from the word highest because of rain and whatever. So what did he read? He said, glory to God in the high street. Are you there with me? The letter he was missing. Glory to God in the high street. So God gave him this message. Unless there's glory to God in the high street, there shall be no peace on earth or goodwill toward men. Let's get basic. Let's get essential. Let's get fundamental. Let's keep telling the church this particular word. The word of the Lord of God, what? grew and multiplied. We praise God for all the translation work that he is doing, amazing work. Another common ground that I find with him is, several years ago I used to visit Aruku Valley, right? I used to share the word in English, where my brother used to speak in Konda, okay? And they were all shepherds there, so after putting their sheep, they would what? Come with their firebrands to keep the wild animals away. What a joy, right? The word of God grew and multiplied. So will you and I continue to encourage the church to have a high BP? But prayer. Friends, I'm done. Thank you for the opportunity to be able to share these few thoughts with you. Audience with God is far better than all the deliberations, because prayer only brings the Almighty God center stage. Only prayer. Oh Lord my God. So when we work, but when we pray, what? God works. So when you get back home, don't ever give up, but look up. It's been a joy to share these few thoughts with you. So have a blessed day, have a blessed year. I wish I could be here next Sunday. I also have a hidden agenda. I heard that you have lunch on Sundays. God bless you, brothers.